Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Hanoi, beauty, Hakoach, strength, Haosher, wealth, Vehakavod, honor, Vehachachma, wisdom, Vehazikna, old age, Vehaseva, Ori age, Vehabanim, and children, Noe la Tzadikim, Vinoe la Olam. Each of these qualities, each of these seven qualities enumerated, are good and are beneficial to this world and to the righteous. What exactly is the Mishnah teaching, and what is the significance of these seven characteristic traits and these seven qualities? If you take a look at each of them, there seems to be a common denominator between beauty, strength, wealth, honor, wisdom, and old age. And that is that it depends how they are used. Beauty is something which is very powerful, and it's an extraordinarily powerful tool. It could be used positively or it could be used negatively. Think for a moment about Yosef, who the Torah describes as being a very beautiful person, Tzofnath Paneach. But what did Yosef do with his beauty? He could have been taken advantage with his beauty by Eshes Potiphar, and instead Yosef became Yosef HaTzadik, as he's known. Because Yosef used his beauty in order to elevate himself, to elevate his family, to elevate the people of Mitzrayim. And thus Yosef didn't fall with his beauty, but rather raised his stature with his beauty and became a stronger, more powerful person and a greater individual who was able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lost and he stayed away and he overcame his temptation. And thus, that's why Yosef is the Yosef who we always remember. It's interesting to note, the Maharal Miprag points out that a person's face in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew is called panim. But the word panim is also pinim, their internal and their inside. And thus one's external appearance should absolutely positively correlate to his or her internal essence. And thus panim, face, and pinim, internality, must work together. So you see, beauty can be used positively or negatively, so much so that the Gemara comments that Rabbi Yochanan was an extraordinarily beautiful man. But that's not only what Rabbi Yochanan is remembered for, of course, because his beauty defined him in terms of who his internal was, his pnim, his deepness, his essence, his neshama. The same thing is true with koach, strength. Strength is good, because if you're strong, you could study Torah. It drains a person. Tosh kocho shel adam, Torah can weaken a person because it requires incredible physical and cognitive energy. Therefore, strength, the power, can be used very, very positively. However, it can be detrimental as well at the same time. Osher, wealth, can enable one to be charitable, to learn Torah without financial pressure. It could advance causes honestly, sincerely. But it's also very dangerous to have wealth. Like the Gemara and Chazal say, Ha'osher can have very, very dangerous things, because Ohev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef. You're going to get your million, you're going to want your second million. It's never enough, because you're always going to want and search for more. And sometimes you begin to steal from the rich and give to the poor, because money overtakes a human being. And similarly, Kavod. Honor is a very powerful force for good and for bad. An honorable person can exercise extraordinary influence on those around him. But yes, it could be an influence which is positive or negative. You could be waiting and hoping that people will honor you and take you over completely, because you're so much waiting for that kavod and for that honor to come, that if it's not there, you become depressed and despondent and overwhelmed. And you could have a high horse and sitting on it, but use honor properly. Chachma, wisdom, also is a two-edged sword. It can lead either to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to negative behavior. A person who's wise and who's smart can plummet the depths of Torah and become a very incredible Talmud Chacham. But at the same time, a person can use their wisdom to trick the fool, to uproot basic understandings and precedents, and use their wisdom to control people as well. And that's also inappropriate and terribly wrong. And the same thing is true with zikna, old and hoary age, is a very positive force, because the older you get, the wiser you are. And people will take you even more seriously. And you can rebuke somebody. You can teach other people. But on the other hand, the extra years can become extra time to sin and to do bad and to tell people off and to tell people wrong. And of course, the same thing is true with children, banim. children are the greatest source of merit for any person if he raises them in the way of Torah. However, when one uses his children to fight his battles or to turn potential from bad into good or good to bad, you could use your children and you could use them in the wrong way. Chaim Yevolozhin says something amazing on this mission. His commentary, Ruach Chaim, he notes that each of these attributes are like zeros, FS, nil, none. Just like the numeral and the number and the digit zero, if you place something before it, it becomes meaningful and valuable. But if not, they remain worthless. That's the power of the zero. It depends where you put the zero. If you're going to use this independent quality and use it properly, the zero can go to 10, to 100, to 1,000, to 10,000, 100,000, 200,000, 1,000,000, 2,000,000. Keep on adding those zeros. There's a lot you could do with it. But on the other hand, it's just a zero. And make sure if one places something before them, then they become meaningful and valuable. Place the ones, place Torah before. And it would seem to me that the reason that this Mishnah is placed in this Perek, Perek Kinyan HaTorah, seemingly doesn't have much to do with Talmud Torah. But in truth, the same thing is all true about Torah. Torah as well is an element that's very powerful and strong, like we discussed a few Mishnayos ago. And you could use the Koach HaTorah for positive, and unfortunately could be used for ulterior motives as well, just like we quoted from the brother of the Vilna Gaon Rav Avraham, that just same way water can help grass grow or can help weeds grow, Torah too, dependent upon who you are, can help you grow beautifully and to flourish. But if a person's midos are midos gruos, if their characteristic traits are bad, the Torah will grow these weeds that are disgusting and despicable and inappropriate. Thus, Torah also, in a similar vein, in a similar fashion, has this koach to be used letov ulamutav, to be used letov ulara, for good or for bad. And we have to be cautious, careful, meticulous, that in our Torah study, we're using it to strengthen ourselves, to uplift ourselves, to make ourselves better people, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously said, it's easier to go through Shas and to go from Maseches Brachos to Maseches Nida than to allow Shas to go through, to impact you, to influence you, to change you. As the Vilna Gaon said, the reason that we are in this world is to change one Mida, to change one characteristic trait that's enough for us to be in Olam Hazeh. And thus we need to use the Torah properly for the right reasons and use it to uplift us, to make us better people, more wholesome people, to make us people who are more careful, refined, to be rachmanim, baishanim, and gomle chasadim, to look out for others and take care for other people, and to use the strength, the koach of Torah for that purpose and that purpose alone. The Mishnah concludes commenting on these seven characteristic traits. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Eilu Sheva Mindos, Shemanu Chachamim Letzadikim. These seven attributes, which are enumerated by the wise, by the scholars, by the Mishnah, Kulam Niskaimu B'Rabbi Uvanav. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of Mishnayos, and his sons all held on to these seven qualities, as is well known by Rabbi. About Rabbi, it said, Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad. He had strength and he had wealth all in one. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his sons took the qualities of wisdom, of strength, of honor, and of old age, and of children, and used them properly. And thus, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the epitome of an individual who is able to have Olam Hazan, Olam Haba in one, and is able to use each of these qualities properly. You could be beautiful and use it for great things. You could have strength and use it for great things. You could have wealth and use it for great things. You could have honor and you could use it for great things. You could have wisdom and you could use it for great things. You could have old age and use it for great things. You could have children and use it for great things. And it's exactly what Rebbe did. Don't think that in order to study and to learn Torah, you need to deprive yourself. You need to be an ascetic and you need to separate yourself from the world. Oh no! Rebbe Ubanov, they had everything. They had Olam Hazeh, they had Shtei Shulchanos, they had everything that they needed, and were still able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with power, with strength, with fortitude. Eilu Shiva Mido Shemanu Chachamim Niskaimu B'Rebbe Babanov. May we be Zocha to use all of the kochos, the characteristic traits and the qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to use them L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Torah, to raise ourselves and to raise the world around us.